Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Buck. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this evening as we are here each and every week on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic is you are already qualified. And I tell you, you know, the Lord gave me this word for a group that I had to speak to, I think last year, but he said, someone on the On Fire to Inspire audience needed to hear it tonight. So like I told you, I'm the vessel that he chooses to use in this hour, and I'm the mouthpiece, but this is his show. So I'm so obedient to my Father. So our guest tonight is our Father, and you guys are my guests. So we're going to actually, after we talk about you're already qualified, after I give you the scriptures that he's given me, we're going to have a chat about how it makes you feel, what you're feeling. We're going to have our open up session. But before we jump into all of that, I want to thank all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. We have Mr. Devon Hines, who is the co-writer, playwright of the God's Love, Can You Hear Me? Gospel stage play. Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell has written, again, it's called God's Love, Can You Hear Me? And that stage play is coming to Covington, Georgia on August 18th. So the tickets are only $10 per person, and they have vendor booths available for $30 a person. So you can contact them at 770-883-6828 if you're interested in being a vendor at that event. But it is a great, great stage play, and they're talking about autism and the different things, the different aspects. And he's even going to have his son do a song at the end of the play. And his son's actually diagnosed autistic, but the boy he's so gifted. Again, the stage play is entitled God's Love, Can You Hear Me? Written by Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell. And it is at 3 p.m. August 18th. Tickets are $10 per person, and it's going to be held at 8134 Geiger Street, Northwest Covington, Georgia. For more information, call 770-883-6828. We want to also thank our sponsor, Afrographics. Get all of your graphic design and photographic needs through Afrographics, and that's spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. Anything you need from banners to logos, flyers, letterhead, invitations, business card design, newsletters, and even a photo shoot, they take care of all of that for you. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop to all of your personal and business needs that need to be customized. They bring your ideas to reality, your visions to reality. So if it's a T-shirt, a mug, pen, pencil, whatever you need to be customized, they can take care of you. So you got family reunions coming up. You have summer camps. Whatever you need for those things, give them a call. You can check them out at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. But all of our sponsors have Facebook presence, so you can check them out on Facebook. Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. That's Inspired Jewels, number 4U.com. Get your affordable paparazzi jewelry for only $5. And we do have men, women, and children's jewelry. Third Heaven Soundware is not just music, it's a sound with Vincent Lynch. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And again, we thank all of our sponsors. If you're interested in being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And the cost is still currently only $25 for the entire month. And so email us if you're interested, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. But thank you so much, guys, again, for tuning in tonight. And tonight's going to be a little different. I guess tonight is our Father. The Holy Spirit is going to be our guest. But it's going to be an interactive session. And we're going to talk about you're already qualified as our topic. So as we talk about it, or as I talk about it and give you your point, now in order to participate in the conversation, you're going to have to dial in on the phone number because you can't currently participate online. But the phone number is 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. So when we get to the point where I open up the phone lines, you'll actually have to dial that number, and we will do it at that time. So the topic is you're already qualified. And I have so many people have been contacting me saying, you know, Ms. Onfire, I tell you, I feel like God has called me to do this, and, you know, he's called me to do that, but I don't know. And I'm like, what is it in your heart that you truly, truly want to do? And many of them are second-guessing themselves. So I'm going to give you that. We're going to start out with the definition of what the word qualified means, okay? The qualified has three definitions. The first definition is officially recognized as being trained for a particular job, certified. That's your first definition of qualified. The second one is not complete or absolute, limited. Number three is fitted and competent. Now, I've given you several definitions of this word, qualified, but I have something else to tell you. You're already qualified to be you. See, you know, you don't have to be like anybody else. You're the unique you. There's no carbon copy of you. There's nobody else with your fingerprint. You are the unique you, and you're already qualified to be you. So guess what? I just freed you from a whole lot of stuff. So many people are trying to look like somebody else, get this look. You're trying to get this size, or you're trying to get your hair like this, or, you know, and even with the men, they're not as hard on themselves as the women are. But even in competitions, men are also competitive. But you are already qualified to be you. Now we're going to go to the scriptures, and a couple of the scriptures that the Lord gave me around this topic. We're going to talk about 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. I'm going to bring it to you from New Living Translation, and then we're going to talk from the Amplified. So New Living Translation of 2 Corinthians 3 and 5 says this: it is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. So we get so caught up sometimes in, you know, but I don't have this degree and I don't have this training. But God has qualified you. I'm not saying don't go get trained. No, that's not what I'm saying. But don't be so hard on yourself, because you'd be surprised some of the things you already know, some of the things you have an expertise in, that's a portion or a passion in, that's a portion of your giftings that you're supposed to be walking in anyway. Okay, and then we're going to talk about same scripture, Amplified Version. And the Amplified Version reads this way: not that we are fit, qualified, and sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgment or to claim or to count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from God. So everything has already been, we've been equipped through him. We can't do anything in and of ourselves, but we can do all things through him. But we got to get our mind right. We can't be sitting there with self-sabotage thoughts. And when I say self-sabotage thoughts, I can't do this, I ain't going to be able to do this. No, shift your mindset to I can and I will. And then you will see yourself doing and manifesting the fruit, because your mind has already said I can do it. The next scripture is going to be Colossians 1 and 12. New Living Translation says this: always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Excuse me. Colossians 1:12, y'all, New Living Translation. I don't know. Y'all didn't hear that, so I'm going to repeat that again. Always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. You are his people, and you share in that inheritance because you are his. And your Father is a king, and a king have children that are also royalty. Understand who you are and what you carry. Now, that same scripture, Colossians 1 and 12, Amplified says this, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. So he's already made us fit, y'all, to share of his inheritance in the light. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. I mean, if you understand who you are a king's kid. Do you understand who you are? So stop treating or allowing people to treat you as anything beneath that. You are not, you know, some type of peon or some type of peasant. No, you're royalty. So you hold yourself up. You hold your head up high anywhere you go because you carry the kingdom. You are a king's kid. You were born with a price, and Jesus paid that price for you. Therefore, you are qualified to be that person that he's created you to be. That does not limit you to settling and being complacent. So many people just settle, and they're complacent. Oh, well, you know, I've been doing this job for about 20 years, and, you know, I'll be able to retire in about 10 more years. But you hate that job, and you hate getting up in the morning and going to clock in. I'm not telling you to quit your job, but I'm telling you, you got to shift your mindset to do something differently because your life was not created to work a job that you hate and then nothing more. There's something on the inside of you that needs to be birthed. There's a birthing that needs to take place. And so there may be something that you're supposed to be doing additionally. I'm sure there's something you're supposed to be doing additionally because God ain't called you to be in a job that you hate and there's no gratification in it. No, none whatsoever. Our Father is limitless, so don't place limits on yourself. When you do, you place limits on God. So if you have a limitless Father, why put limits on him? And if you put limits on him, then are you second-guessing who he is? You cannot put limits on the Father because you were made in his image. So he's giving you everything that he is. So why are you limiting yourself? He said no limitations because he's a limitless God. So you have the limitless upon you. Next scripture, we're coming from Psalms 147. And it says, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. Now, the Message version of that one says, our Lord is great with limitless strength. Will never comprehend what he knows and does. So we serve a limitless, again, a limitless Father. And everything, he's equipped us, y'all. He loves us. And he has given us himself. He's duplicated who he is in us. You just got to see yourself, shift your mindset to understand it, to believe it, and walk in it. Now, finally, there is greatness in you because you were made in the image of God. As Genesis 1:27 says, so yes, you are qualified to be who you are right now, regardless of what you're currently seeing, what it feels like, what it looks like, or what people say. Where you currently are is not where you're going. Let me repeat that part to you again. Where you currently are is not where you're going. So your current situation is not your future is not predicated on your current situation. You see, your future is so bright, but you got to start seeing your future intentionally while you're in the place that you are. Understand that it's being intentional about seeing the end results before you get there. You're going to walk in the true greatness of where God has called you to be. So I want you to start just visualizing the things that you want out of your life, the things you want to see, the promises that God has made to you, for you. Because many times as we get older, we forget to dream. We allow life to happen. We allow fear to rise up. We allow doubt to rise up. God said, I didn't call you to that. I didn't call you to be that. So God is calling you to walk in the true greatness of where he's calling you to be, to walk, to live, to move, and to thrive as a people of light, citizens of the kingdom. That is how we are to live because our inheritance is in him. Don't allow anyone, anything, or any situation to tell you differently. You are greatness. So I want you to walk in that greatness. I want you to live in that greatness, and I want you to thrive in that greatness. I want you to be intentional about your purpose because you are qualified. So tonight's session was not going to be very long, but we talked about the definition of qualified. We talked about 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, New Living Translation, and I also gave you Amplified. Colossians 1 and 12, New Living Translation, and Amplified. And then I gave you a portion of Psalms 147, NIV, and the Message version. And then I just reminded you about the greatness that you are and the greatness in you from Genesis 1 and 27. You were made in His image. So if you were made in His image, how can you think that He would make some junk? He can't make anything less than Himself. He is the king, so He can't do nothing but make prince and His princesses to be heirs to His throne and to walk like Him, to operate like Him. It comes with a shifting of the mindset because He's already qualified to be you. Now it's time to come into the true you, the greatness that He's called you to live and thrive in, that life that you've envisioned. It's possible, and it's here. It's just waiting for He's just waiting for you to position yourself and walk this thing out because there's someone waiting on you, someone waiting for you to get in position to do what He's called you to. So we're going to open up the phone lines, but before we do that, as we're waiting for some people to press that one, a lot of times we have people listening by Internet. Now, if you're listening by Internet and you want to participate in the conversation, you got to press one, and then I can bring you on. But you can't participate in the conversation online. But we're going to listen to a couple of pieces on Onfire to Inspire, the book, the audio CD. And the title of the one that I'm going to play first is called Pregnant with Purpose. Here we go.
Pregnant with purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
Amen, amen. So the title of that portion on the CD, On Fire to Inspire, for many of you who are listening, and you may not be familiar with the beginnings, God gave me the book that was released May 31st, 2014. And so the book On Fire to Inspire was released first. And then 7 months later, the Lord said a show was coming in. That's what we're on now. So this is my assignment. And you got to understand the timing, God's timing, and to do what He's called you to do. So if you have one person in your audience or 1,000 or 1 million, you're doing the work of the kingdom. It's not about numbers. It's about the message. So that the title of that CD is actually On Fire to Inspire. The actual book is on audio CD. With the sound, the music is by Third Heaven Sound, and that piece I just played for you is Pregnant with Purpose. You are pregnant with purpose. God has already equipped you with everything. He's qualified you, and many times we're looking for man to validate us. And when I say man, I'm not talking about a man or a woman. I'm talking about people. No one needs to validate you because God has already qualified you. He's already given you His stamp of approval. Even through your mess, He said, I see your heart. I see who I created you to be. Now I need you to see yourself that way as well. So that piece was called Pregnant with Purpose. Now we're going to listen to Dare to Dream because guess what? It's time for you to dream again. So listen up.
Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. we're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The name of that piece is Dare to Dream. Every piece in that book, the Lord actually was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me these pieces. This was not something that I tried to do or aspired to do or even thought to do. He was just waking me up. And so these different pieces, he said, I'm giving you this because there needs to be an awakening even in you. And so when you are transparent and help people get to that place, you know, God can do so much through you, but you got to get out of yourself and move out of the way so that he can do it. And my next thing, who are you surrounding yourself with? The people that you're surrounding yourself with, are they walking that same walk? Or have they already gotten to where you want to be? See, you want to surround yourself with people that are moving and shaking, the people who are already where you want to be or people who are walking in that same direction, because it's so easy to go backwards than it is to go forward. It's, for example, I had a friend of mine that said, well, you know, my husband and I were unequally yoked. And so I found myself stopped going to church. And I said, well, you know what? I understand that. Because it's easier for you not to go to church and please him than you both to get up and go. So, you know, and that's even with a friendship not so much as friends, just acquaintances. If you're not walking in the same direction, are they dream builders? Are they dream stealers? Are they dream killers? You need to be surrounding yourself with people who are dream builders, who push you and say, girl, you got this. Push you. Man, you got this. Push you. Because that's my job as a purpose midwife. The Lord told me I was a purpose midwife. He said, and your thing is to coach them and let them know that they've already been qualified and it's already on the inside of them. So now it's time to push and birth what I've placed on the inside of them. One of the things my spiritual father, Apostle Kevin McGee, said was, God has made a great investment in you. Now it's time for him to get a great return. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact thing. But God has invested in you. It's time for you to show him a great return. Do the things he's called you to do. Even if you don't know what your purpose in life is, ask him. He'll tell you he created you. Father, what is it? And I tell people all the time because, you know, a lot of people shift around 30 and 35, sometimes even earlier, and they ask, well, God, you know, I don't know my purpose. And this is what I asked when I was going through that place myself. I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to be? And what did you put breath in this body to do? And I promise you, if you just have that conversation, he'll speak back to you. Be still enough to listen now. Be still enough to listen because he will give it to you. I tell you, God is so good. Now, that piece was called Dare to Dream. And there's one more piece I'm going to play for you. Now, if you have a question or comment, dial in at 929-477-2178, press option 1, and we'll bring you on for a question or comment about tonight's topic of You Are Already Qualified. All right, next piece we are playing is Full Potential.
Full Potential. Potential is defined as the amount of abilities that you have to achieve something. Do you know your full potential? Dig deep and ask yourself, what am I capable of? Next, ask what is it that I want out of my life? Now, ask these questions. Have I set any goals? If not, why not? If so, how am I going to reach these goals? Ask the Lord to give you your true purpose. Once he gives it to you, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit on your talents? Are you going to live on shoulda, coulda, woulda? No, you are a child of the King. You must know this so that you can reach out and grab what is yours. It's yours for the asking.
Live each day like it's your last. Dare to dream. You have so much potential in you that you could be the next Oprah Winfrey, the next Bill Cosby, the next Michelle Obama, the next Michael Phelps, and even bigger. Don't put yourself in a box. God has created greatness in you. Let it spill over. Let it overflow. What is it that truly makes you happy? What makes you smile? What lights up your countenance? Is it that potential that inside of you brings forth light? Let it out and trust God. No one said it's going to be easy. Guess what? Your journey will be a testimony for the next person to let him or her know that they can make it. It can be done. The next time you feel like you can't do something, dig deep, lift your head up high, and say, Father, with you, I can do all things. I know that I can reach my full potential.
And it is time for you to stop settling and start walking in the greatness that God has called you to. So it's time for you to walk in that full potential. It's time for you to walk in that greatness. It's time for you to look in the mirror with those blinders removed, seeing yourself as that king, seeing yourself as that queen that God created you to be. Man of God, you're already qualified. Woman of God, you're already qualified. You're qualified to be the person that you are now, but guess what? You're qualified to be the person that you are to become. So it's time for you to become. That those pieces that you heard tonight came from the actual book, On Fire to Inspire. On Fire to Inspire, the book that celebrated our four-year anniversary, on May 31st of this year. And so the book was released on that date. It is available in paperback, ebook, and audio CD. Again, that book is the same title as the show, On Fire to Inspire, but that was birthed out of God just waking me up in the midnight hour saying, this is what I have you to do. And when you stop giving excuses and say, okay, God, what is it you've calling me to do? Because one of my excuses was, well, I don't know anything about writing for adults. I've done children's books, and I had written some more children's books, but I released one. And God said, you're going to continue. You're going to finish those. You're going to do those. But I'm calling you to do this in this hour. So you got to understand it's timing. You got to understand this. It's conversation. Prayer is two-way conversation. Are you listening? Are you even talking to him? Are you talking to everybody else and not talking to him? Are you? Ask yourself that and be real with yourself. And now ask yourself, what kind of talk are you saying to yourself? Is your self-talk positive? Are you saying, you know what, I can do this. I got this. Are you saying, ugh, I don't know how to do this. And you know what, I don't have this and I don't have, no. Shut it down. You got to shift your mindset to the things. If it's not positive, if it's not building you up, if it's not equipping you, shut down the thought. You got to be intentional. God is just manifesting himself so greatly in this hour. We got to be intentional about our thoughts. We got to be intentional about our words, even in playing. I mean, I'm so intentional about my words to where I don't say, you made me sick. I used to say that all the time. I don't say that anymore. I don't. I'll say, I love you to death. I don't. I'll say, I love you to life. And one of my sisters in Christ, Evangelist Tammy, you know, people say ride or die. Nope. She came up with a new one. She said, nope, that's my ride or fly. I said, you know what? There's a way of saying everything. So it's a shifting of the mindset to be intentional about your words because you've already been qualified to be who you are. But God is also already qualified to be the person you are to become, that he's called you to be in the earth, that king, that queen that's living out, that inheritance, walking out that kingdom inheritance, that kingdom lifestyle. Amen. Well, again, if you're interested in the book On Fire to Inspire, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. It is available as an ebook.
You can email us at onfireandinspire@gmail.com. We can send you an autographed copy of it. We also have the children's book, A Learning Book Just for Me. And A Learning Book Just for Me teaches Spanish and English with a music CD. That's available on Amazon as well. The ebook does not come with the CD, and the paperback online, they do not ship the CD from Amazon. So if you want the book with the CD, you have to email us at onfireandinspire@gmail.com and let us know you want a learning book just for me, and we'll make sure you get both. And then finally, our third book available is Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And within the last 3 to 4 years, around that time frame, the Lord just had me praying for people. And he started having me type them. And I was like, type up a prayer? And then I started understanding later why he had me do that. So that that book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations, that's actually the title of it. And that book is available as an ebook only. Now, we are going to be releasing really soon, delay is not denial, the 21-day mind detox. I will let you know the date because God has given me more things to add to it as far as pictures I use things that he created. So we're getting some original pictures and things of that nature. So look for that. Be on the lookout for that. That's going to be an ebook on Amazon, and it's only going to be 99 cents. So, guys, I want y'all to help me push it and make it go viral and make it go bestseller, because it's all about God. I didn't even try to write that one either. That was a God idea. I was interviewing my spiritual mother on a show entitled Walking Out Your Full Potential. And when we were talking about people detoxing and cleansing their bodies, I said, so we need to do a mind detox or something. And she said, we sure do. Let's do it. And I said, okay. And so that's how that idea was birthed. But I didn't even think about a book until around the end of the detox. The Lord said, you now have your e-book. So I was like, ooh, okay, God. So when I tell you the only book that I intentionally have written is A Learning Book Just for Me. That was a children's book. Everything else was birthed out of being obedient and hearing the Lord. So on Friday, inspired the book, the show, as well as prayers, affirmations, and declarations, and soon to come, the 21-day mind detox devotional, have all been his plan and not mine. So understand that everything is in his timing. Understand you've been qualified to do all of the things he's calling you to in this hour. So put yourself in a position, in your mindset, surrounding yourself with positive people. What kind of music are you listening to? Because you're feeding your spirit, man. You're feeding yourself. If you're putting in garbage, guess what you're going to get out? Are you surrounding yourself with positive people who can speak life into you? When you're down, they can lift you up and not put you in a deeper place of darkness. All of that is important as you're walking in the place that he's calling you to. I tell you guys, y'all, I guess tonight y'all are going to be quiet and just kind of listen, and that's fine. The topic tonight has been, you are already qualified. Again, if you're interested in the books, go out on Amazon, Kindle, or you can email us at onfireandinspire@gmail.com. All of the books are actually $10. We normally sell them for $12, but they're going to be $10, especially On Fire and Inspire, just celebrating their anniversary. Yay, our anniversary, our four-year anniversary of the book. But if you miss any of this show, playback, the recording will be available in about 5 minutes. But share it with someone, because someone may need this word, you know, to be enlightened, to be reminded that it's not about what people are saying. What did God say? What is he saying to you in this hour? My word to you is, he's already qualified you. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell they're a sponsor of their gospel stage play, God's Love, Can You Hear Me? And this gospel stage play coming on August 18th, 3 p.m. Tickets are $10. They are looking for vendors. Vendor tables are $30, and it's going to be held August 18th. And the address is 8134 Geiger Street Northwest, Covington, Georgia, A4 Graphics. Get all of your graphic design and photography needs, and that's spelled A-P-H-O. GRAFX, and that's Evidence Frank X-ray. So anything you need done graphically or pictures, Avographics can take care of you. Unique Expression by Design. They're your one-stop shop to anything that needs to be customized, from pens, mugs, pencils, any of that. So if you need it for personal or business use, they have a Facebook page. All of them have Facebook pages, as well as uniqueexpressionbydesign.com is the website. InspiredJewelsForYou.com, and that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. Get your affordable $5 paparazzi jewelry. Third Heaven Soundware is not just music, it's a sound. And the CDs are available at CD Baby and Reverb Nation with Vincent Lynch. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight to On Fire to Inspire. You have been a blessing to me, and I pray that this word that the Lord released has been a blessing to you. Again, tonight's topic was, you are already qualified. If you missed any of the show, be sure to dial back in and listen to the recording in about 5 minutes. Love you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Y'all have a powerfully productive and positive week.